to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry. I like this music look.
This is Run the Jewels, baby.
Greg's pick. This is
DJ good. Shadow featuring Run the Jewels. I'm going to go see them on Saturday.
At Summerfest?
No, at Alpine Valley. Ooh. Even worse.
Is it worse? Why would you say it's worse?
Oh, it's just so many people. If it rains, forget about it.
I haven't been to Alpine Valley since I was 14 to see. Guess who I saw at Alpine
New Kids
Valley
on the Block.
When I was 14 in
NSYNC.
In living in Wisconsin, if you could imagine. I was a teenager in the early 2000s.
Who Pat McCurdy.
No. Come on.
I don't know. Radiohead, were you cool?
No, I was super cliche. It was Dave Matthews Band.
That was going to be my guess. I should have said it out loud. That was what I was thinking in my head.
When was that?
That would have been the fall of 2000, my freshman year of high school. We went to Alpine Valley. There was some parent...
I went to that show.
Yep. And one parent had to sit in the car in the parking lot while us is like 13.
Luke's left. He's like, I'm done with you.
That was going to be my guess. Yeah. I should have said it. Yeah.
I still listen to Dave. I went when they were at Summerfest last year. I was like, still.
Oh, you just called him
still,
Dave.
Still hits it. All right.
I went to that show and I remember going there and being like, this is like a fish show, but with prettier people.
That's a good analysis. All right. So this is not new news. This broke last week, but I wasn't paying attention apparently because I only found out about it like yesterday. And I don't care that it's old because I'm still mad about it. So
yeah.
I don't know if you even care about this. I kind of just am going to spring this on you. But the ESPYs. Which I like a good ESPY.
The really
award.
Legitimate, really like important.
It's kind
awards
of like
ceremony.
It's kind of like the MTV Movie Awards of sports. Let's be honest.
You shut your mouth. Those are important, okay?
But they always have some Man of the Year award that has some speech that makes me want to cry, and so they do a very good job. Like it's an entertaining production, but they unveiled their nominees this year, and Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is among the nominees for both Best Athlete and Best NFL Player. I think for Best Athlete, it's like the four Best Athlete Male Sports because they
nominated him from WNBA and they got these.
But you know who's not nominated for Best Male Athlete or even Best NBA Player? That's a question.
Giannis.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And
are we officially a zoo show now? We go play the
Aruba.
Ooga ooga.
So the four people who are nominated, do you know? You probably won't even know who any. How big of a basketball fan are you? I grew up in a very heavy basketball house, and I have. My allegiance is very much pledged to the house of Giannis.
So if you're asking me the question, how much I love basketball. Okay. Imagine the number one go below that, like 10 digits below that.
10 digits or 10 decimals?
Not decimals.
So you're negative. You're a negative. You dislike basketball.
Here's the thing my friend Dana Ehrman will confirm this. When the Bucks are winning, I'm very excited for the fans and the city. I love that. I love the energy. But man, basketball is boring. Holy cow. Go on, though. You want to talk about excitement? Let's talk about Wimbledon. All right, Wimbledon people.
They have their scoring system's so weird. We had a debate yesterday about golf, and I'm not going to get into it, but about tennis.
Ugh.
Love? How is love a score? That makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Love means
some,
nothing.
That's some British
love
BS.
Means
calling
nothing.
Shenanigans on tennis scoring rules. but I just, why does Giannis not get the love that he deserves? He's arguably going to go down as one of the best NBA players of all time. Like he's not even potentially in his prime yet, and he's accomplished so much. And I don't know how doesn't make these lists, especially there's no one more lovable than Giannis in the NBA. I will fight anyone on that.
I have a theory on this. So, like, at the top of the segment, we said the ESPYs, very important. My guess is the ESPYs and their nominations are driven by managers and agents.
Who, saying Giannis between is a better agent? Is that what we're saying?
What I'm saying is, who between the two has more cleanup to do on their image between the two of them?
Oh, between Rodgers and
yeah. I bet you Giannis doesn't even care. I'm sure if he won the award, he'd probably get up there, tell a really dumb joke, and be very happy, and it'd be wonderful, and it would go on YouTube, and now that would cover that and everything. But dude got damage control. I mean, he's immunized from good press.
Speaking of dumb jokes, Luke, you got a dumb joke for us?
What do you call a cow on the floor? Anybody know? Ground beef.
How do you not love that man?
It took way too long to get it. Ground beef, genius.
Oh, you didn't know? You didn't hear it coming.
The thing I love about him is that he enjoyed the joke more than anybody else.
Oh, he always does. He always does. He always is like smirking so much before he can even get the punchline out because he thinks it's the funniest thing that he's ever said.
I just think that I don't know the man. I've never met him, but like he just seems like the kind of guy who truly does not care about an award as momentous as the ESPYs.
The ESPYs. Is that how you pronounce it?
I'm rebranding them as the ESPYs.
You sound French. The ESPYs?
The ESPYs. Goals.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't think he probably cares either. I think he mostly just cares about winning another championship because basketball is a team sport, unlike tennis.
Unless you're playing doubles.
True.
Boom.
I feel like doubles are not as popular as the
No, it's actually miserable though. I can't watch doubles tennis. I feel like I'm watching a clown car car into like a court and they're just blah, blah, whatever.
Doubles beach volleyball though. Very entertaining.
That's pretty fun to watch. That's intense. Actually, it's outside. It's not intense.
I can't even jump on a hardwood floor. Like, I can't even imagine trying to jump in sand. Like, what they do is wildly impressive, the athleticism that it takes to play that. Well, any athlete at any level like that, it's like, well, you're not in the same league anymore. All right, that was a little fun. We're gonna go back to being a little more serious and talk about what public school was like when you were a kid, because I remember what my public school experience was like, and I wonder how different it is now based on a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And we'll talk about that when we get back. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Greg Bach.
Bye.
Live to shoot another day.
Best.